Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you're here. Thanks for choosing the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Your quest for podcasts of the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained ends here. We invite you to enjoy all our shows we have on this network. And right now, let's start with Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome to our podcast. Please be aware the thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are their thoughts and opinions only and do not reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks, or their sponsors and associates. We would like to encourage you to do your own research and discover the subject matter for yourself.
Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
I am Joshua P. Warren, and each week on this show, I'll be bringing you brand new, mind-blowing content, news, exercises, and weird experiments you can do at home, and a lot more on this edition of the show. It's a conspiracy! And catching up on some wild listener emails. Now, right off the bat, you may notice that my voice sounds a little bit off, and that is because I have been sick. And I went out to celebrate my birthday at the end of last month on the Vegas Strip, had a wonderful time. But I picked up an unwelcome gift. I got a vicious bug. And so within a couple of days, I was running a high fever, headache, sore throat, coughing, stuffy nose, the works. So I was pretty miserable there for a while. And so I've been on my behind trying to recover. And so that's why, you know, my voice is not going to be as exuberant as usual in this podcast. I do have a mute button here in case I need to cough. And, you know, I could have taken another week off. But, you know, I enjoy doing this podcast. And if I can do one for you, then I will do my best to present it. And, of course, when you do a podcast like this year round, you know, eventually, once in a while, you're going to have some bad days. So I it feels good, though, to be back in front of the microphone instead of looking at the ceiling and sweating in my bed. And by the way, Lauren has been under the weather as well, but she's done much better than I have. You know, I have an autoimmune condition, so when I do get sick, it hits me a lot harder than the average person. But I will tell you, here's a little interesting tip, though. You know, you've heard me say before, I, as a general policy, do not talk about using wishing machines and magic wands and manifestation devices for health purposes, because that I'm not a physician. I'm not qualified to give out health advice. And, I don't want to mislead people. I don't want to give people false hope. I know that all of us eventually have to die. I mean, there's just nothing you can do about it, but I will tell you this, for this is just coming from me personally. I use wishing machines and manifestation tools for everything in my life, any kind of a problem. And when I get sick, in addition to, you know, doing whatever is typical, you know, taking the right medications and eating healthy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I do go and I set some manifestation tools for my health. And in this particular case, I went straight to my Apex machine. Of course, the Apex machine is the world's fastest manifesting wishing machine. The website is theapexmachine.com. And I set the Apex machine to help me deal with this. And my tip for you is that when you are setting up a wishing machine and you're using yourself as the subject, so in this case, like I'm trying to project some healing stuff toward myself using this machine. When you are using yourself as the subject that is on the input plate, or excuse me, you're actually going to be on the output plate, because you would put what you want onto the input plate and then put something that represents you on the output plate. Well, you know, you can put a picture of yourself. You can write your name on a piece of paper. You can pluck a hair out of your head and put it on that output plate. You can dab your finger in your own saliva and rub a little bit of that saliva on that plate. All those things have your DNA. But one thing that I've done, and it sounds kind of, you know, it sounds maybe a little bit grotesque, but one of the times I went to have my blood drawn, because, you know, I get regular lab work every year, just checking my cholesterol and that kind of stuff. One time they drew blood from me, and then they put like a little round translucent Band-Aid over top of it, just, you know, for, you know, 10 minutes or whatever until the blood clots. And I removed this little round translucent sticker, and it has some of my blood on it. And I thought, that's a good sample of me. So now when I am using myself as a subject on a wishing machine, I will take that little blood sample, that little piece of plastic that's got my blood on it, and I'll put that on the output machine. And I figure that's an excellent representation of somebody. It reminds you of, like we've talked about before, as old Renfield would say in Dracula, the blood is the life, the blood is the life, the blood is the life. There's something special about blood and DNA. So I'm doing better. I think in a week I'll be much better. Hopefully the next time you hear me, you'll be able to tell a difference. And, I had such a great time on my birthday, though. I just want to point out one of the coolest gifts I've ever received. After we'd had this big long night running around the strip, Lauren and I went back to our house, and she had been telling me that she had been working on a special surprise for me for weeks. And I didn't want to know what it was. I wasn't snooping around. I knew that she was creating something. You know, she's very artistic. She's very talented, very crafty. And so, she made me sit in the living room and close my eyes. And then she brought this thing out, and with just the right lighting and everything, it says, okay, you can open them. And Lauren had been, over a period of weeks, whenever she could snatch a little time here and there, she had been assembling meticulously by hand this incredible model of the Flying Dutchman. Now, the Flying Dutchman, if you don't know, is a legendary ghost ship. It's allegedly never able to make port, but doomed to sail the seven seas forever. And they think that these ghost stories originated sometime from the 17th century golden age of the Dutch East India Company. And one of the oldest known versions, though, dates back to the late 1700s. And according to the legend, if it's hailed by another ship, the crew of the Flying Dutchman might try to send messages to land or to people who are long dead. And everybody says, if you see this thing, it glows with this ghostly light. And usually in ocean lore, if you see this phantom ship, it is a portent of doom. Okay, you do not want to see the Flying Dutchman. That's bad news for you. And you know, I love the water. I love the ocean. I made the movie The Commodore, which you can watch on YouTube if you'd like. And so for her to build this, I mean, it was just, it's phenomenal. This thing is, it's over 2 feet long. It's 2 feet tall. It's 9.5 inches wide. This is hundreds of pieces. It's gray and it looks kind of haggard, and it has these kind of ragged looking sails hanging off of it. 24 deck cannons. And it just looks like it's hundreds of years old. And the coolest thing, though, is when you see this amazing rendition of it, and it's on a stand that has a little label that says the Flying Dutchman on the bottom. There's a little switch, and when you flip that switch, it actually it turns on this green light inside. And so this green light comes out through all the portholes and everything. It just looks amazing. You can imagine if you have a little fog drifting around it, you know. And it looks like it's made out of old wood, but it actually, it's pieces of what is essentially the same material as like puzzle cardboard. It's just done really, really well. And she estimates that, you know, working off and on, it probably took her altogether, if she just sat down straight, it probably took her about 12 hours to assemble this thing. But it's just really cool. And I've got some pictures, and I'll try to remember to post them at some point on my social media, which, you know, Twitter is at Joshua P. Warren, Twitter, X, whatever. And then you can find me on Facebook. I also have Instagram. But yeah, that was just a perfect gift for me and a wonderful addition to my collection. So thank you very much, Lauren. All right, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you what the meaning of this show's topic is. It's a conspiracy and catching up on some wild listener emails. That's long overdue. And I also want to tell you that even though, you know, I've been having a bit of a rough time, believe it or not, Little Llama is still hanging in there. I can't believe it. Thank you for all of your prayers. At some point, I'm going to give you a complete report on the story of our little dog, Llama. But just remember, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, go to the Curiosity Shop. If you buy something there, you support the show, you support me, you support everybody who's helping us make this thing work. And I have got a special announcement for the holidays that I'm going to be sending out very soon, and I'm only going to send it to subscribers of my free e-newsletter, because right there on the homepage of joshuapwarren.com, you'll see where you can sign up for the free e-newsletter. It takes you 2 seconds. You put your email address in there, hit submit, and not only will you hear from me directly, but you'll also instantly receive an automated email from me with some free online digital gifts. All that and more at joshuapwarren.com. I am Joshua P. Warren, and you are listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/strangethings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/strangethings.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
The Coast to Coast AM mobile app is here and waiting for you right now. With the app, you can hear classic shows from the past 7 years, listen to the current live show, and get access to the Art Bell Vault where you can listen to uninterrupted audio. So head on over to the coasttocoastam.com website. We have a handy video guide to help you get the most out of your mobile app usage. All the info is waiting for you now at coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Hi, this is George Norrie, and you're listening to the new iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now let's get back to Strange Things with Joshua P. Warren.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, the Wizard of Weird, Joshua P. Warren, beaming into your wormhole brain from my studio in Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada, where every day is golden and every night is silver. Agitato Zume. And this particular edition of the podcast is called It's a Conspiracy and catching up on some listener emails. Here is where the conspiracy part comes from. Earlier this year, I was on a trip exploring the Rocky Mountains. And at one point when I was in Colorado, I went into this oddball little shop and I found this obscure book about conspiracies. And I'd never seen a book quite like this. It's more of a booklet than a book. I mean, it's, how many pages is this? It's like 30 pages. And I immediately was like, well, I guess I have to buy that. And as I was looking through it, there were certain things I'd never seen before, but there was one thing in particular that I'd never even really heard about before. And I have had this booklet next to my desk ever since I was in Colorado. And I was like, you know what? I need to bring this booklet out at some point and talk about a couple things on the show regarding these conspiracies. And so I'm finally going to do that. I'm going to get into a little bit of conspiracy stuff later in the show. However, I have been behind on reading listener emails, and that's easy. It's easy to get behind because a lot of times what I'll do is say, oh, I'm going to save listener emails till the end. And then when the end, by the time I get to the end, well, the show's running long and I'm almost out of time and I have to just sort of blow right over it. So I figured this time, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to start by reading some listener emails that I've been wanting to get around to for a while. Okay, so here we go. And I just want you to know that I do my best to read every single email that I receive, but it is absolutely physically impossible for me to reply to everyone. Occasionally, I will reply. Occasionally, I will not reply, but I'll just bring it up on the podcast and I'll give a response on the podcast. So bear that in mind. If you email me and you don't hear back, please don't think I'm just being rude. This email comes to me from a man named Daniel. I'm not sure where he lives. And he said, "Dear Mr. Warren, after reading some of your writings and buying books you recommend and listening to your show, I was wondering if you could answer or have access to answers to questions I've had since I was a kid." He said, "I noted that so many ancient structures around the world are constructed of granite. I have a little background in architecture and crystals. The most recent season of Ancient Aliens has brought this up for me again." He said, "First, the structural questions. I long ago learned that despite the aesthetics and durability of granite as applied to modern structures, it is in fact a radioactive material and produces radon gas, toxic especially to the pulmonary system. New structures that incorporate granite have thorough ventilation and radon detectors. People who retrofit, for whatever reason, do not know to ventilate, etc., and seemingly the salespeople of the product, fabricators, and contractors are either ignorant or don't care because of the money they make to inform the owners of the structures being retrofitted with granite of these issues. Second, the toxic gases and radiation being the main reason for my curiosity and inquiry here. Knowing this, why did so many ancient structures end up being made of this material? Especially thinking of the pyramids, Egyptian in particular. That is one huge pile of radioactive material. Did the ancients know of these energies / gases? Was this material chosen because of the properties of this material? Being quarried so far away from such sites and what it took to move those stones into place increases the questions which I so far have not seen addressed by anyone anywhere. This brings up other questions in relation to the purposes of those inner chambers. And what was the intention of the polished outer limestone casing, or did it have some insulating or directing property? Add to this the alleged gold capstone capped with an alleged crystal capstone. Removing those would have been some feat too. Perhaps someone could build a scale model of the same materials and discover what might be going on." So anyway, he says, "I look forward to interacting on this." So I wrote him back in this particular case, and here was my response. I said, "Hi, Daniel. I'm not an expert in this area, but here are some thoughts. The concept of ancient structures serving as massive power supplies is interesting indeed. There have been a lot of books written about it, like this one," and I sent him a link to a book called The Giza Power Plant. And then I said, also, I was recently excited to see this news story. And I sent him a link to the story from MIT that I read not too long ago on this show about how the scientists are creating supercapacitors using ancient materials. I continued my response by saying, I now live in Las Vegas, but I was born and raised in Western North Carolina, surrounded by granite mountains and granite structures like the Grove Park Inn. For many years, I ran around the mountains, like Brown Mountain, both inside and outside, with Geiger counters and radon detectors. And the amount of radiation was always pretty minuscule, in my opinion. Granted, in stuffy basements, I found the highest readings, but I don't think radon would have been a big deal in the ancient world, since they usually had open ports for natural lighting and to release smoke. Regardless, I doubt the ancients were aware of radiation in the same way we are today. They had much bigger problems to deal with, like germs. So, he was happy with that. And he's going to do, you know, more research as well. But I just thought, you know, that was a thoughtful question, interesting topic. And usually if somebody takes the time to write me an email like that, then there are many others of you listening who would also be intrigued by that topic. And by the way, I want to let you know that the audience for this show is just tremendous. I got it confirmed recently. Millions of people are listening to this podcast. And that's just a wonderful thing to know that all over the world, so many people are on the same page, same wavelength, and we can, you know, talk about this stuff and forget about the nonsense that everybody's trying to brainwash us with all the time. I guess maybe we'll get more into that when we talk about conspiracies, huh? All right. Next message. This comes from Eric in Wisconsin. He recently purchased my Master Manifestor kit through the Curiosity Shop at joshuapwarren.com. He wrote some interesting observations with the Master Manifestor kit. After I carried it with me all day yesterday, I went to sleep with it beside my bed. I woke up feeling super energetic at 3 a.m. It seems to be affecting all my electronics. I have to use GPS to navigate between the job sites, and it's acting up on me. My work data collector too, and my phone is acting wild and opening apps randomly. Now let me pause and say, I know that doesn't sound that great. But then he goes on in a follow-up and listen to what he says. He goes, I've been using the Master Manifestor kit to manifest money and healthier relationships. This past weekend, I got to be a play tester in Gary Gygax's daughter and her husband's new RPG. And if you don't know who Gary Gygax is, don't worry, I didn't either, but he's a big name in the world of role-playing games. So he said he got to be a playtester for this role-playing game event and got a ton of autographs in my old player's handbook. A copy signed by the artist recently sold on eBay for nearly $27,000. So I'm counting this as a success. Wow. And he put a picture of his, it's an Advanced Dungeons and Dragons player's handbook with all of these signatures all over it. So that's a really cool report. Sounds like he's happy with his Master Manifestor kit. And then listen to this. Here's an email I got from a woman named Kathy in California. Her subject line is amazing results of my manifestor kit. She says, actually, you know what? I think I'm going to hold off here and I'm going to read that after we come back from the break because we're almost up on a break. Isn't it amazing how quickly this show can fly by sometimes? So when we come back, I'll read about her, the amazing results of her kit, and then a couple other really interesting emails that came in. And then I'm going to finally switch over to this conspiracy talk. And, you know, one of the reasons that I don't talk a lot about conspiracy is because usually conspiracies involve politics, which is a topic that I tend to avoid on this show. But there are some aspects that transcend mere politics, especially if you start thinking about the possibility that our entire species is being manipulated by another species. You know, like the reptilians or some kind of, dare I say, demonic beings. I mean, you've heard it all. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be back after these important messages.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Joshua P. Warren and Strange Things coming right up.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com. Over 5 years ago, George Norrie approached me with a unique concept, a dating site for people searching for someone with interests in UFOs, ghosts, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and the paranormal. From that, ParanormalDate.com was born. It's a unique site for unique people, and it's free to join to look around. If you want to upgrade and enjoy more of our great features, use promo code George for a great discount. So check it out. You got nothing to lose. ParanormalDate.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At BostonProper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit BostonProper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Heard on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite shows.
Welcome back to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where the unusual becomes usual. Well, we've made it halfway through the show. My voice is still surviving. How do you like my more subdued delivery? A little more like perhaps an easy listening an easy listening style. Maybe I should just put out an audio recording for Insomniacs, where I just read a whole math book, kind of like this, for 3 hours. All right, let's get back to it, shall we? Got this email from Kathy in California, and her subject line was "Amazing results of my manifestor kit." Again, we're talking about the master manifestor kit she bought from my website in the Curiosity Shop. She says, "Hi, Joshua. I just want to share my experience with my manifestor kit. So I was scheduled to have knee surgery this Friday on my right knee, which has been hurting me for months with a torn meniscus. The surgery was scheduled about a month ago, but for some reason, there were delays and miscommunications between my primary doctor and the surgeon in order to get my clearance letter sent so they could get the go-ahead. It seemed like a sign to me. Something was telling me I should not get the surgery, but I didn't want to have the knee issues I was having either. But the weird thing is, right after I got my manifestor kit and set it up by my bedside, my knee was as good as new. No more pain. And I have full range of motion again. So I am happy to say I have canceled my surgery, and I believe without a doubt it is thanks to my amazing manifestor kit. There you go. I have coined it this new name, the Amazing Manifestor Kit. Thought you would enjoy hearing this feedback. Thank you again for all your great work, Kathy." And then Kathy ordered another one. Wow, isn't that amazing, truly? I mean, that is really fantastic. Thank you so much, Kathy. I'm just thrilled to hear that. And, you know, that's what you have to understand. I mean, I know when I put things out there like that, products like this, there are people who say, "Is this guy out of his mind? You know, this is the wackiest, craziest thing, you know." And then I turn around and I get feedback like that. So, I mean, this is why I love putting these products out. Because you get these kind of life-altering stories like that. So, let me read at least a couple more, because you know how I am. I'll have a tendency to just get long-winded here until I run out of time before I'm ready. This comes to me from Daryl in Minnesota. He bought one of the Electrum rings. You know, I only had them available for a limited time. He said, "Hi, Joshua. I gave my wife her ring on our anniversary Sunday. I told her the rough story behind it, what it's supposed to do, and so on. And it says she works from home and has issues with the coworker not pulling weight. And yesterday it came out that this person was moved to another account. Well, hun," I said, "that's the ring at work." She appeared dumbfounded. "Our garage door didn't work at one point. I had gotten the rings later that day. I put mine on, and I discovered after a number of previous examinations to the garage door that a mirror sensor was out of alignment that I hadn't seen before, and voila, thanks to you and your artisan for these rings." Well, thank you for that feedback, Daryl. And let me just point out, I have gotten a lot of emails from people saying, "Are you going to make more of these?" Because we had one batch, and then the demand was so insane that the artisan said he would do a second batch. So we did two batches of those and we're like, that's it. And people keep emailing me saying, "I want to buy another one. My friends want one," or a couple people lost a ring. And so, I've talked to the artisan, and we do plan to offer one more batch of these. It'll probably be sometime early next year. Nothing is guaranteed, but you know, I have a very special relationship with him, and we want to try to do one more batch of these. So just be sure you sign up for my free e-newsletter at joshuapwarren.com, and you'll be notified, because it'll be one of those things where you'll have, you know, 3 or 4 days, maybe 7 days, depending, to put your order in, and then he'll make a batch all at once. That's our plan. So be sure to sign up, and you'll be notified about that. So there's no need to email me and ask me about that anymore. Just sign up for the newsletter and you'll know. And I guess I got to read you this one, though. This is another one about the Electrum Ring. And this comes to me from Stephen in Florida. And this is intriguing on a number of levels. The subject line is "Disappearing Electrum Ring and Other Jewelry." He writes, "I'm not sure if you will be able to answer this email, but I would greatly appreciate it if you could. Several weeks ago, my Electrum ring that I obtained from your store just disappeared. I'm 100% sure it was neither stolen nor displaced in my 3-bedroom condo. I am meticulous where I place my items, and I really like the ring. In fact, the ring disappeared twice. And once I just discovered it casually laying on my kitchen counter. The second time, no such luck. After the ring disappeared the second time, I tore the house apart looking for it. I gave up and ordered a substitute since your Electrum rings are sold out. Yesterday, I placed a gold chain on my bedroom dresser to take to the jeweler's this morning to have some links removed. This morning, as I prepared to go to the jeweler's, it was gone. I intensely searched. What's going on? What would you suggest? There seems to be an entity or energy at work here. I know you are familiar with this in your line of work. Please help if you can. Stephen, longtime fan and customer of your work." Well, I almost jokingly wrote him back and said, "By the way, does your wife by chance smoke marijuana?" That's an inside joke. If I can't find things at my house, it may have a connection to that, possibility. But seriously, I wrote him and I said, "You know, Stephen, believe it or not, I've heard this several times throughout my life. I am not 100% sure. However, I know that gold has always held a mysterious quality that attracts spiritual beings, aliens, etc. Your email has inspired me to attempt some more controlled experiments with this phenomenon of dematerialization. I'll let you know if I discover anything." And that's true, folks. I am going to set this up. I think this is fascinating, and I have heard enough about this. I want to see if there's something to it. Now, he wrote back and he said, "I am trying to communicate with any spirits, entities, or energies in the house, and I told them they are welcome as long as they don't steal or hide my possessions. No need to try to harm me, as I am not hostile to them, and we will see if the items show up. I am not sure what else to do, and I will let you know if the items show up." He says, "Thank you for the kindness of your reply. I know you are very busy." Well, thank you for that email, Stephen. And yeah, I'm gonna figure out how to test this. So this whole trickster mentality out there, you know, among these various beings, elementals, spirits, that they can play all kinds of little pranks on you, but they do like to take your valuables. Everybody likes little shiny things. All right, let's get on to this topic that I've been telling you about, called "It's a Conspiracy." When I was in Colorado, I went to this shop and I looked on this shelf, and there was only one book on this shelf, and it's more of a booklet. It's like a little 30-page, very roughly printed kind of pamphlet. It says "The Conspiracy Fun Book" learn real historical facts about the dark underworld of oppression and murder that school forgot to teach you. Activities for the whole family. And this is literally a workbook. It's an old-fashioned activity book. I mean, when you go through it, it has a word search for words like KGB, CIA, Pentagon, Dulles, Hoover. And then there's fill in the blank stuff. You know, there's unscramble these words. And then there's like fill in the blank, like all these people were involved in a famous conspiracy known as the blank. Or, and then there's little factoids. It says here, obelisks are large stone pillars that have a top that look like a pyramid. Obelisks come from ancient Egypt. They represent the phallus of the god Osiris. And, oh boy, the clock's got us. When we come back, I'm gonna tell you what it is about this conspiracy book that I find most interesting. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. And I will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Strange Things coming right up.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in the way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
And now more Joshua P. Warren on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of this edition of Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is called The Conspiracy Fun Book by microcosm.pub. That's the website for this. They have a bunch of little weirdo books like this. It says there's an obelisk in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City. It is a real obelisk, originally stolen from Egypt by the Romans about 2,000 years ago. Obelisk in London. They talk about the Washington Monument, of course. They talk about the trip to the moon, the moonshot. It says the moon landing was the greatest achievement in human history. And it says the only thing is, despite the American flag, most of the people involved in putting a man on the moon were Germans, more specifically Nazis. Talks about here, the modern national security state begins with the Office of Strategic Services, OSS. This began during World War II and was headed up by Wild Bill Donovan. The OSS grew out of Naval Intelligence, the ONI, and they talked about how the CIA was formed. You know, before I continue and get to the real thing I wanted to bring up here about this, you know, let me just say, when it comes to conspiracies, I think my favorite definition of a conspiracy theorist, I saw this years ago, conspiracy theorist is, quote, a term to discredit those who have seen through the BS, end quote. Again, conspiracy theorist, quote, a term to discredit those who have seen through the BS, end quote. And you know what? Conspiracies are not always bad. Look at things like the Manhattan Project, or during World War II, or D-Day. I mean, those were bad for the enemies, but not bad for my country. And, you know, conspiracies are, it's just when one or more people get together and decide to keep a secret. And it is not hard to believe in conspiracies as a normal citizen. When you see all of these people every day in positions of power with yachts and mansions, going off waging wars, etc., and they really don't seem that much smarter or better than you or me. I mean, it would be different if we were different species. For example, a dog being controlled by a human or something obvious. But there are these people out there who appear to run unimaginable parts of the world, and they don't seem that different from you or me. And they often don't seem to care about killing people or allowing people to kill each other. So what are these people in the ruling classes? Are they truly reptilians? Well, look, let's not even go that far. Let's say they're not reptilians, but let's just talk about the power of conspiracies. One of my best friends was Jim Mars, the late Jim Mars, and I used to sit with him. He spent the night at my house. I spent the night at his house. And we've had all kinds of conversations about history. The thing with Jim is, he kind of believed that everything was a conspiracy. I think you got to draw some lines. And, but you know, conspiracy, anybody who's curious has to be interested in the idea of conspiracy, because we as humans are trying to make sense of our lives. Conspiracy is a common aspect of human behavior. And like I said, you know, a lot of times I really don't dig that deeply into it, because I don't want to drift into some kind of political conversation. But in this particular case, here I am looking through this book called The Conspiracy Fund Book. And there's this section about Robert F. Kennedy. And of course, this caught my eye because his son, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., is running for president now in the United States. And they're talking about, in this booklet here, the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. It says, just after midnight on June 5th of 1968, Robert F. Kennedy was murdered in the kitchen pantry of what was then the Ambassador Hotel, and there were many witnesses to the crime. The alleged assassin, Sirhan Bishara Sirhan, was facing Kennedy at a distance of 2 to 6 feet. He had the gun pointed horizontally toward Kennedy. Kennedy was shot a total of 3 times. None of this information is disputed. Sirhan's gun held 8 bullets. Now, let me pause here for a second, because I have read so much. I've studied the Kennedy assassination to the point where I've basically been a student of it. I can't remember everything now, but there have been times where I could have given you a 3-hour program on the Kennedy assassination. And I do believe that there was more than one gunman in the Kennedy assassination. Maybe I'll get into that on another occasion. But I never really looked at great depth into the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. The main thing that I always heard was there was this idea that Sirhan was some kind of a brainwashed assassin, similar to this kind of Manchurian candidate mentality, that somehow he was brainwashed by the government or some other evil entity, to go out and commit this heinous act. That's as much as I'd ever heard about it. But then I was looking over this and it says, okay, Sirhan was facing Kennedy at a distance of 2 to 6 feet, had the gun pointed horizontally toward him, shot him a total of 3 times, and Sirhan's gun held 8 bullets. Then they go on to say here, turns out from the coroner's report, Robert Kennedy was shot from a distance of 0 to 3 inches away from his body, and all of the entrance wounds are from the rear. That is, he was shot by someone standing directly behind him with the gun pressed against the back of his head. And furthermore, when they started looking at the bullets on the scene, they are saying that at least 10 bullets were accounted for in the kitchen. So even though Sirhan's gun held 8 bullets, they're saying 10 bullets were discovered at the scene. And Kennedy was shot from the back and from close range, and that there's no way that Sirhan could have done this. Now, look, I don't know about all that stuff. I honestly had never read that before. And so I don't know what to think of it. And I think that's one of the problems when it comes to all of these issues that we deal with when it comes to conspiracies, whether it's JFK or somebody else. What you find is that when you start digging into it, it's like, well, whose version do you believe? Who gets access to the paperwork and the reports to manipulate the information that comes up? So I don't know. I've had that sitting here for a while, and I figured I'd toss it out there and see if you have any feedback on it. And now that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president, maybe there will be more of a retrospective, a look back at that terrible situation during that awful time. Well, I guess before we actually do run out of time, there's one last thing I will tell you. I got a text a few days ago from Dr. Mulder, and he's been talking to people about dreams. And he said, Josh, you're a very vivid dreamer. He says, let me ask you a question. Have you ever dreamed about a smartphone? And I thought about it. And I go, no, I don't think I have. And he goes, how about anything electronic? And I had to think. And, I dream a lot, but I have trouble remembering my dreams. And then I said, I know I've dreamed about playing an electronic slot machine. And then it occurred to me that just a few nights ago, I had a dream that I was in Canada for some reason, and I was lost because I had lost my cell phone and I was trying to get a hold of Lauren. And so I was asking Canadians to call Lauren's number, and they had their smartphones and they were calling her number, but they were having trouble getting disconnected. So I have seen people use a smartphone in a dream, but I have never used a smartphone in a dream that I can recall. Have you? And if not, why is that? Dr. Mulder didn't seem to have like any thoughts that he shared with me on that, but what could that mean to you? Is there something weird about the fact that technology doesn't seem to be prevalent in dreams? I don't know. Well, my friends, the clock has got us. Here we go. Take a deep breath. Let's all listen together to the good fortune, Tom. That's it for this edition of the show. Follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. Plus, visit joshuapwarren.com to sign up for my free e-newsletter to receive a free instant gift and check out the cool stuff in the Curiosity Shop, all at joshuapwarren.com. I have a fun one lined up for you next time, I promise. So please tell all your friends to subscribe to this show and to always remember the golden rule. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon. You've been listening to Strange Things on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Well, if you like this episode of Strange Things, wait till you hear the next one. Thank you for listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than Boston Proper, where styles are designed with you in mind, so you can look and feel amazing, no matter the day, season, or occasion. At bostonproper.com, you'll find fashion that knows you best. For over 30 years, Boston Proper has been the fashion destination for confident women who want to elevate their look with unique, sophisticated clothing at affordable prices. Visit bostonproper.com today. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.